stood in the courtroom, the judge turned my way. It looks like you're guilty. Now what do you say? I spoke up, Your Honor. I have no defense, but that's when mercy walked in.
Mercy walked in and pleaded my case, called to the stand. God's saving grace, the blood was presented that covered my sins. Forgiven when mercy walked in.
I stood there and wondered, how could this be? That someone so guilty had just been set free. My chains, they were broken. I'd been born again the moment that mercy walked in.
Up here, ain't she?
No, Joanne's not.
She not singing?
Walks among us, all that he does, all of his mercy and all of his love. If a pen of a writer could write every day, not even this world could ever contain how much I have been blessed.
The warmth in the winter, the flowers in spring, the laughter of summer, and the changing of leaves. Food on my table, a good place to sleep. Clothes on my back, and shoes on my feet. Oh, I have been blessed.
Count them, there's not enough time.
arms I will raise, a voice that can talk, hands that can touch, and legs that can walk, ears that can listen, and eyes that can see. Oh, I've got to praise Him as long as I breathe, 'cause I have been blessed.
A father and mother, nurtured and raised, sisters and brothers, memories made. Our pastor to lead us, this altar to pray, stripes that can heal, and a blood that can save.
Stands for freedom and what it is worth. She stands in the harbor, Miss Liberty calls. All have gave some, but some gave it all for me to be blessed. On a hill called Golgotha, a tree stood tall. Jesus was dying to pardon the lost, and He gave His life's blood to set me free. And now it's all settled, 'cause I've been redeemed and I have been blessed.
Your Kevin probably turned the batteries off on this thing. Oh, I sure am thankful.
Hey,
boy, the Lord.
Thank God. Praise God.
Go ahead.
I wish I could write enough.
Hey.
To say just how good God's been to me.
Yes, brother. Praise the Lord.
I'm glad for the mercy that's been bestowed upon me.
Yep.
I'm glad that I can be sitting down over there at the house. Or sitting over there at the office.
Yes.
More than likely a lost man sitting right there. And I can sit down and I can begin to just start talking. And I'm glad that I work in a place that they can just take my job if they want it. They might before long, right? Anyway, Stephen, that's fine with me too.
Amen.
Why? Because I'm glad.
Hey.
Lord, just what God gives me.
Amen.
Got home this evening. I'll share this. And I'll tell you what. I'll give you what God's given me. And I'll try my best to make sure Brother Delmer gets home to watch Gunsmoke. And I'll just be honest with you. I thank God. Got home this evening and we sitting down eating dinner. Lily Joe said, "Daddy, what are you preaching tonight?" I said, "I don't know." Joanna spoke up. She said, "Go ahead and tell him what you said." She said, "Uh-uh." She looked at Joanna on the way home and apparently said, "He's probably going to preach what he's been preaching to me all week." And I thank God for that. You know, I ain't no smart man. I'm a living proof that any dummy can go to college and get a piece of paper. But you know, I'm glad when the Lord just gives me little pieces of things.
And
I'm glad it's some of them things, Josh, that I take to bed with me and go to sleep thinking about it. I wake up and I'm still thinking about it. I can't even do my work at work because I'm thinking about it. And boy, I sure thank God for it. You may say, "Well, Jesse, it ought to be some big thing." No, I'm just going to be honest with you. It's something very, very small. But boy, as I got into studying on this thing, boy, it's a mighty big thing. If you got your Bibles with you, we're going to be over in Proverbs chapter number 6. And as most of y'all know, Lord kind of deals with things with me that pertains to me. And if you know anything, if you know anything about me, I like dirt, I like hunting, and I like critters. Well, if you look down there at verse number 6, you'll see a small little critter that the Lord can use in a mighty big way. Verse number 6 of chapter number 6 reads this.
Go ahead.
It says, "Go to the ant, thou sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise." And it says, "Which having no guide, overseer or ruler, provideth her meat in the summer and gathereth her food in the harvest. How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep? Yet a little sleep and a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man." Most dear, kind, gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, it's once again that we come to you. Lord, we're thankful and that for the little nuggets that you give us, that you show us just how big you really are. Lord, whenever we start looking at small little things, and Lord, that seem small and out to the eye, God, we can look and see a very big God. And Lord, we're thankful, Lord, for all that you do in our lives. And Lord, I don't want anybody here under the sound of my voice to just look and see me. Lord, but I want them to hear and that from you. Lord, hide me in that behind the cross. cross. And Lord, I pray, God, that you'll just let me be a mouthpiece in that for you for just a little while. And Lord, I'll sit down and get out of the way. But Lord, if there's one here that needs you, Father, I say that I want to pray, God, that something may be said or done. Lord, and you just prick their heart and they just breaking at the chains. The chains that the old devil and that's got them bound down with. And Lord, just allow them to be set free. Lord, go with us. Lead us, guide us, and direct us. In your Son, Jesus' holy, sweet, and dear, precious name. Amen and amen. And as we began to read here, and Lord, it wasn't on the old sluggard yet, but it was on the old ant. And as I got to sitting down, and you know, I remember way back when that an ant compared to its own body weight is probably one of the stoutest individuals that the Lord ever made. And boy, I got to thinking about, Lord, just on my own self, about just how and out of so many times I feel like I'm burdened down in that with the weight and that of the world. I'm burdened down in that with all the things that so easily besets me, and I get in that in the way of life, and life burdens me down. We get caught up in a fast-paced life, and sometimes it's good just to sit down, and sometimes it's good just to slow down and see in that the way God works. Why? Because we get too quick. You may say, well, Jesse, I don't want to slow down. I got too much to do. You youngins here, you may say, I got too much. I got too many friends to go run around with. I'll get to church at a later time. I'll get to a spot at that when I can get to where the Lord wants to use me. Well, let me just tell you, and that tonight the warning is going out. You are inexcusable right after this. And I'll tell you why. The Lord's faster than you. The Lord's stronger than you. And the Bible says no man knoweth the day nor the hour. So guess what? Today is the day. Now is the accepted time. And so I'm just going to tell you just exactly how I see it, how I look at it, and Lord knows I've been on the run in times past. I ran in that for a long time. I said, no, I ain't going to preach. I'm just going to sing, and I'm going to wake through this thing, and I'm just going to take my sweet little precious time, and I'm going to be about the weight of the ant because that's all that I wanted. I wanted just enough God that I could say that I went to church and keep mama off my back. I didn't have to worry about the preacher coming and looking for me. And I'm going to be honest with you. I thank God in that for my pastor. I thank God for him. Why? Because I thank God that sometimes he'll call and say, hey, why in the world did you cut that off? You've said it before. Go ahead and amen it, preacher. You call and say, hey, why did you cut that off? You know why? Because he loves you. But listen here. Sometimes you'll get burdened down with life. Sometimes you'll start running so fast you'll start forgetting things. You've ever been driving down the interstate trying to count how many trees is on the side of the road? You can't do it because you're running so fast. Let me tell you something. You have a choice tonight. You can slow down. You can say, hey, Lord, I don't need all these things in my life. Because I'm living proof. I've had a cough I couldn't get by with and that couldn't get rid of. Thought I was getting rid of it. And what'd I do? Slipped out and went a coon hunting again. What happened? Here it is again. You've heard me sitting over there hiking. Let me just be honest with you. Sometimes the Lord tries to take things out of your way to get you in His way. And if you'll just listen to Him, I promise you, your life will be a whole lot easier. And a whole lot better. And as I sat down and I began to look at this little bitty old ant, I had to know, just because of my own intuition, I sat down and I hit up the old Google. And I said, Google, how much can an ant lift to its body weight? And it said 10 to 50 times its body weight. And I said, Lord, I failed 10. I failed 50. I failed a whole lot more, but I thank God that my Lord Jesus Christ can bear a whole lot more than my body weight. He carried and had his body in the cross and that up the hill of Calvary. But guess what? He laid in that weight and that he carried a whole lot greater weight that me and you could not even bear for our own selves.
That's right. Yep.
But boy, I sure am glad for that little old hand. That little old ant there. And I want you to look with me down there, and I think it's about verse 9. It says, how long wilt thou sleep, O slugger? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep? And so then I got to thinking, you know, sometimes floods come. Sometimes floods come and we might be asleep. As most of you know, here just a little bit south of here, there was a tornado that came through, and some folks was probably asleep. But as I got to thinking about a flood, I got to thinking about ants. If you've never watched ants in a flood, you know what happens to them? And this one got me hard. They start munching up together. Some of them will hold the other up. Some of them will climb to the top. And then whenever the ones on the bottom start getting a little bit too much, they start climbing again. And then they start holding each other up. How long are you going to sleep? How long are you going to wait to hold one another up? Are you going to sleep and say, I'm okay? I'm not worried about nobody else. Church, we've got to stand together. We've got to have an Aaron and an Ur in our lives. We've got to work together for the greater good. And so, you may be in a flood. And if you've not listened to it, I preached in that one night about a resource concern, and sometimes you got to come to the office. Well, guess what? You may say, and I'm guilty of this. I'm guilty of this. I said it Sunday night over at Pine Haven, and I'll say it again. I'm guilty because I'll wait till the very last second till I've tried and expended everything I can do to just reach out and ask for help.
Go ahead.
Let me just tell you, I believe I can go out on a whole lot of faith on this. Church, we've been blessed because there's so many people that we sitting around. They may be on your left. They may be on your right. You may not know those that sit over there. You may not know the ones that sit in the middle, but guess what? I believe it'd be safe to say that I don't think they'd be anybody under the sound of my voice that you could go ask for help and they'd turn you away.
Amen.
So guess what? You don't have to stand by yourself. Amen. And then I got to thinking, you know, so many times in life, I've had so many people just hold me up. And you know, you don't even realize or you don't even think about it. Sometimes a simple text is, I'm praying for you, brother. I want you to know that I love you. Or if you like Nathaniel Linder, praise God, you'll just get a amen. And that's all you get. But you know, sometimes we gotta help one another. Sometimes you don't know just exactly what that means. And so if the Lord lays it on your charge, guess what? You might be about to save a little ant that's drowning. You might be about to save a little ant that's drowning. And guess what? There may come a time where you may be that little ant that's overcome by the flood. And then you may be there and you may say, well, I'm out here on an island by myself. No, honey, only thing you got to do is you just got to crawl up to the top and people will help you. But more importantly, not just people, But I'll just be honest with you, church. I'm thankful that I don't have to worry about man coming and that to my rescue all the time. Kevin, I love him to death, and I believe with all my heart I could call him at any point in time, day or night, and he's going to answer my call. And he'll help me any way that he can. So will several others. But you know, sometimes our pastor's a man. Sometimes he's got to sleep. Sometimes he might need some rest. Sometimes he may be on the bottom and we got to help hold him up. How many times a day do you pray for your pastor? How many times a day do you just lift him up? Why? Because I will say this. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt he's lost a lot of sleep. And why? You may say, Jesse, how do you know? Why? Because I seen him whenever he was a young man. You didn't have as many gray hairs as you do now. Why? Because he worries about each and every single one of you. If you're going through it and it bothers you, you don't have to tell him. You don't have to tell him he knows something's wrong. And guess what? He loves you enough. But more importantly, he's another one. Kevin's got about a 45-minute drive home. He probably makes it in about 30. But you know, I'll just be honest with you. You never know. He might not make it home.
Right.
He might not make it home tonight.
Right.
Then you say, well, I've lost my pastor. What am I going to do?
Go ahead.
Guess what? Thank God. Thank God I've got the schoolmaster that just wrote the book. That's been there from the beginning. He's seen every trouble. He's seen every heartache. And I'll just be honest with you. He's forgave every sin too.
Right.
Why? Because, I'll just be honest with you, you all know one of the floods that Jess Tusson struggles with. And the Lord's worked on me, and maybe one day I'll preach it, but not today. You know, locked up in the prison of my own past.
Yep.
And the door's standing wide open. That's a flood that I drowned in quite often. And then whenever I sat down, and boy, I thank God for His mercies. I sat down and I began to start praying. And I began to start just pleading and that. I began to realize He's already forgave that sin for many other people. Even though you may not look at it. You may look and you say, man, I know how the devil works. He'll get you over here by yourself. He'll get you right over here in this corner. He'll get you separated and that from the rest of the group. And then he'll start whispering things in your ear. You're unworthy. Why do you deserve to be sitting amongst them godly people? Why in the world do you still show up to church even though you're as guilty as I am? Guess what? I'll just be honest with you. I'm guilty too, but I thank God I've been redeemed. I thank God I've got a Savior that can wash that sin away.
Yes, sir.
I thank God for that. And so when you're in the flood, just think of Peter. Boy, I've been on the ocean a couple of times. I've been in a mighty big boat on the ocean. And you know, having them waves still rock that big old boat, no matter how low it sets down in there, no matter how buoyant it really is. But you know what? Praise God. Old Peter, he had enough faith to step out of the boat. Sometimes you got to step out of your own comfort zone just to be able to get closer and that to the Lord. And so, I'll give you this one. This will be the last one. And boy, this in here done me some good. Because, boy, it showed me where I failed, but were he so great. In verse number 8, it said, provideth her meat in the summer, and gathereth her food in the harvest. Praise God. The Bible says over there, it says the fields are white and ready to harvest, but the laborers are few. And I'm just going to go ahead and ask you, tonight, have you been a laborer or you been accounting on somebody else? Have you ever watched them little old ants work? They don't care how much. I don't care how much Nathaniel Linder's bringing in. They're going to make sure they're eating enough and bringing enough in for them own selves. And so are you planning on just trying to flounder through this thing? Saying, hey, I've sat under mighty good preaching. I've listened to Brother Kevin Sexton service after service. I've went and ate dinner with Brother Delmer Savage. I've went and supported Brother Matt Garrett. I've helped and that out there at the nursing home when Brother Wayne didn't have nobody. I've prayed for Dustin Ward every time he goes to pray. I've sat down with Scotty Stubbs and helped him study a little bit. Guess what? That ain't going to get you through. You got to be laboring. I don't care. You can follow Kevin Sexton to every church service he's ever went to, ever will go to. And guess what? You can sit there and still be just as lost can be. And yeah, and guess what? I'm a firm believer in supporting. I thank God for it. I think we ought to. But you know what? Sometimes you got labors to do too. You may say, well, Jesse, I don't know what my job is. Have you asked? Have you asked the Lord to give you a job? Or are you comfortable sitting and doing just enough to get you by? Just enough to where the preacher ain't calling you. Just enough where you can, tell your own self and lie to your own self. I'll say this, and you can laugh at it if you want to, but I'm just going to tell you the exact truth. My daddy tells me, he told me a story one time. He went and looked in the mirror, and he said, son, he said, you know what happened to me this morning as he was getting ready? I said, what? He said, I was looking in the mirror, and he said, I looked, and I said, God, you sure have outdone yourself this time. And I looked at him and I said, Daddy, I said, you tell yourself a lie enough, you're going to believe it.
Yep.
That's exactly what happens. Satan's going to get right there in your ear. And he's going to tell you, hey, you're fine. You'll get fixed up tomorrow. You'll get fixed up next week. You're not as bad as so-and-so. Or one that I think he likes to use, especially on me. You ain't what you once was. But you still ain't where he needs you to be. So, are you going out and are you laboring for your own self? Why? Because, Brother Joe, you said it, and I'm going to re-quote it. Brother Joe told me there Sunday night, he said, I believe we ought to have Friday night services. He said, son, he said, it's hard for me to make it from Wednesday to Sunday. And I said, praise God. Oh, it got quiet on that one, didn't it? Got quiet on that one, didn't it? Why? Because in the fall, everybody's got what? Football season rolls around. Everybody's wanting to be out here at the ball game. Or if you like me, Friday night is the night that I like to rest, or I like to know that I'm going to go on a long coon hunt. You know, you may say, well, Friday night is our night. We going grocery shopping. We hitting up the Texas Roadhouse down in Cookville, or in Kevin's case, Knoxville. And you may say, so Friday night's not, that's my, the end of my work week. That starts my weekend. What's going to happen? Are you willing to burn a little midnight oil? Are you willing to stay up from time to time, all hours of the night, praying and that for this or for that one? Are you willing to do that? Well, let me ask you something. Would you want people to stay up and pray for you? Would you, if you was down and you was getting flooded over, would you want people there helping you out of the flood? If you knew that your loved ones had one more time, before it was their final call. And they were lost. I don't know about you, but I've got seen plenty of lost in my family. If it was their final day, how would you spend it? How would you spend it tonight? Would you spend it saying, well, I tried. I done what I could. Did you? How do you know it's not? Last statistics I looked at, I believe an individual in the United States, someone dies every 6 to 8 seconds. How do you know it's not going to be your loved one next? What are you doing for them? Are you willing to sacrifice a little bit? What are you willing to give up? Are you willing to give up a dollar over here? Are you willing, and whenever I say dollar, sometimes you may get the opportunity of overtime or working a little bit longer. I've got one more job that I can squeeze in right here. Is it worth it? Is it worth it? Church, if the good Lord can make a little old aunt carry 10 to 50 times its own body weight, the Lord's not going to leave you by yourself. He's going to help you. But guess what? You've got to be willing to come to the table.
That's right. Yes, sir.
You've got to be willing to come to Him. You've got to be willing to know just who you are and realize just exactly who He is.
Amen.
And just surrender it all. What are you willing to sacrifice? Go ahead, preacher.